This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff and whatever else we feel like talking about. I'm your host, Maxwell Cercia.
And I'm your host, who thinks those stupid fat Koroks deserve every ounce of punishment they're getting, Davis Bates.
This episode is our first look at Tears of the Kingdom. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Yo.
Tears of the Kingdom has been out for a little over a week. 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Two weeks. It's been 2 weeks. So yeah, 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, came out on Friday, went through a full week. It has not been two weeks. Less than two weeks. 10 days exactly. Yes, there we go. Yes.
I was literally just saying that before the podcast.
It will not tell you what your hours are yet.
Switch, what's with that? I would like to know how many hours I have into the game.
Sure.
But you are just saying,
give Nintendo a call.
First played 10 days ago. Thanks.
Yes.
That's so stupid.
You definitely played it for at least several days by this point. Hours wise.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
But this is our first. We tried it initially, like the weekend of, wanted to do it, but we were having technical difficulties. If you listen to the weekly anime review, you would know that.
Yeah.
But now we're finally going to talk about it. Obviously, this is our first look because we haven't beat the game.
Correct.
We haven't beaten the game. We probably could have beat the game. I could have probably beat the game.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. But we'll get into why I haven't finished the game yet. Because
you're a regular human.
Yeah, I'm
a normal. You're as humans should be.
Yes. But it's our first looks, what we think of the game. We'll give it our initial review. That's subject to change, I think.
Yeah, of course. Oh, my God. We're not even story-wise halfway through the game yet.
Exactly.
I think we're like a quarter at best.
I'm definitely halfway through.
Okay, you're definitely halfway
through. I've gotten all the memories.
Okay, all right. You're halfway through, and I think you have two of the temples done, so.
I have two more regions to go. There's a fifth stage, so that's definitely, there's going to be, there's going to be a shadow temple.
That'd be cool.
Which I'd be very down for. The shadow temple, it will be creepy as fuck,
but
I'm assuming it's in the depths.
Probably, that would make sense to me. A sage of darkness or something.
The sage of shadow.
Oh, well. The sage of shadow.
Yeah, but let's just hop right into it with our first initial opinions. Like, well, let's start. Like, I think we should start with just like the first area. Like, what do we think of the first area?
Okay, so I like the Sai Island. I think it's super cool. It's a great starting area. The whole Zoan story, the new things to fight, they're awesome. I love them. I do think I liked the starting plateau better.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was simpler.
It is simpler. Yes.
And I think I just think as a personal rule for when you do like a in-game tutorial that you can't skip essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was a story tutorial, so it was good. But it is the kind of tutorial I like. But I think it needs to just be like, simple, not overwhelming, all that stuff. They gave it to us like if you already played Breath of the Wild. And as a player who's played Breath of the Wild, it was great. It was awesome. Yes. But like I do question for those who like those maniacs who just jump right to the second game.
I was surprised. Playing. So Mark, my boss at Laylord,
good guy.
He got the game, and I was wondering how it would be, and he said it was awesome. So I was like, good, because I think it's also the one thing I like about it. It's like a good test because if you didn't enjoy doing that, you're not going to enjoy playing the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that you enjoy doing that.
Not wrong.
And it is because if you were playing Breath of the Wild for the first time, I wouldn't think anything of it because it's so simple and
stuff.
But like this one, I was like, it's a little more complex, a little bigger.
Yeah.
And the whole reason they did that is because people complained about the Great Plateau and said it was too easy. I'm not one to complain. I love Zelda no matter what. Not no matter what. That's not true.
The tutorial we're looking was at too you, Spirit easy, Tracks. Guys. At what?
I wasn't a big fan of Spirit Tracks.
They're the one who's on a train.
Yeah. I'll think of the name in a second. But
Ocarina of Time, Twilight Princess, Zelda's
Four Swords, not Four
Zelda's
Swords.
Fun Adventure, not Four Skyward Swords.
Triforce Heroes.
That was my next one.
Yeah, Triforce Heroes, where you have to play with friends.
Oh, yuck. Who has friends?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
co-op mode? This ain't Cuphead.
Yeah, it's co-op. It's stupid.
This ain't Cuphead out here.
But I really liked it. I think it was awesome. It was massive. Took me like 4.5 hours just to get off of it because I zigzagged my way. I play the game like, what's that? Oh, I gotta go see this. What if I miss that?
Took me like an hour. Yeah.
Games different.
Yes, we do. You check every blade of grass.
Yes.
I check every other blade of grass.
You found shrines before I found shrines.
Mm-hmm, yeah, sometimes. I check a lot of stuff.
You check a lot of stuff.
I check stuff.
Yeah, you move. You move the way I move now. Uh-huh. In the beginning, where in the beginning I moved the opposite than you.
Okay, elaborate.
In the beginning, I moved because they gave us the now it's the option. I think it's cool. I moved through the sky through everything. Like I just got every tower. I was like flying everywhere. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm not running through anything. I'm not looking for anything. I just want to get all the towers, mm-hmm. get this done, blah, blah. Now I'm moving like where I'm like, the shrine is over there and I could fly over because my stamina wheel is all the way full, but I'm just going to run it. See if I see anything. I don't know.
That's fair. That's a good way to do it. That's not a bad way to do it. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. And it's good watching you play because I did those two shrines and I was like, I didn't see those.
No, you did not. Yeah. Which is awesome. Which I love. I was like, so much. There's so much in this game. I think the thing I like most about this game, more than anything else, is that it feels like I just went from playing Breath of the Wild and kept playing Breath of the Wild, mm-hmm. and they just added new maps.
But better.
It is better. It's considerably better. It's a much better sequel. I 100% like this game more than Breath of the Wild already. Mm-hmm. But it feels like it's a complete extension. Like, I just went from playing one game to, like, sometimes when you go to a sequel, like a sequel game, they'll change stuff up. Combat. They'll like add too much. Like Horizon Zero Dawn, I had that problem. Like they changed really a lot of the combat methods. It came like the wheel or Horizon. Leveling system. They made it. What?
I was trying to remember.
Forbidden West. Sorry.
No, you said no.
It's always Zero Dawn.
No, but you said Zero Dawn is like the initial game. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. I love that game. I love Horizon Zero Dawn. I haven't finished it yet. Yeah, it's still. I'm like halfway through it. I'm just like the story got weirder. It wasn't great. But this story, like. The gameplay is good. The gameplay feels it's still just like Breath of the Wild. Like they gave me some new stuff, mm-hmm. like, but a lot of these tools are just improvements to what we had in Breath of the Wild. You know, the arm is just, Ultra Hand is just a better version of the Sheikah Slate when it moves stuff, you know?
Yeah, it's like they took the.
It's a better version of the magnet.
They took the magnet, and which was like cool or whatever. But there's so many times with the magnet where you're like, oh my God, just turn this way. Oh my God. Yeah. And they were like, and they just made it it's like the holding R to like moving on its axis.
Yeah,
whoever came up with that.
Genius.
The crafting. We'll get to the crafting because that's going to be a whole nother segment. But yeah, I agree with you. It seems like they took Breath of the Wild and they're like, this game is great. Mm-hmm. This game's amazing. How do we make it better? Mm-hmm. And they did exactly that. They just tweaked a few little things. The powers are completely different. Yes. And the dungeons are already a million times better.
They are definitely more complex.
And the bosses are already way cooler. But it's just like these things that didn't hold Breath of the Wild back, mm-hmm. that made Breath of the Wild still a great game, but you were like, hey, it would be better if they just had like a slightly better dungeon and a cooler boss. It's a great game, but you know, and then they were just like, okay, we're just gonna make that, and because mm-hmm. you like every other aspect of the game, so why don't we just add these little things to it.
That's what it was great. And it's great.
Even the memories they did better because they're whatever you called them before.
What okay, now I'm gonna blank.
Start with the Z, I think.
They're the Nazca lines.
Nazca lines, yeah, those things.
Yes, the memories are now giant structures on the map. Yeah. Reminiscent of Nazca lines in the real world. Look it up. But
Google it.
What I like most about that is I think it was a map for it, though.
Yeah, that was cool.
It was a map.
You did the same thing I did. I was just like...
Took a picture? Yeah.
Yeah, I took a picture immediately. Because I didn't have the camera on the thing yet. Oh, you don't even have that yet.
No, I haven't got that far. I'm taking this so much slower. And by slower, I mean I'm not dedicating an entire weekend
to it. I was like, I don't know if you're taking it slower. I was like, you're moving
the
same
pace. Put 30 hours in the first weekend it came out.
It's my favorite game series by far.
I don't think if I was home, I would have done that. Like,
my favorite game series by far. You've never seen me play a video game like this, though.
No, I've never. I've never once seen you, because like, by the time I met you, we were like moving into the, I don't know if I can play open worlds anymore, to where like, I mean, you were kind of like this with Breath of the Wild, but...
Breath of the Wild. Did I play that with
you? You weren't around me, but like...
No, I was...
Whenever I came over to hang out with you, you were like another quarter through the game. Yeah. And like by quarter, I mean a complete quarter. Yeah, you did the story. It's like, no, I did everything in this region.
Yeah. I think it was my second. Was that my first playthrough? Or might have been my second playthrough.
I don't know. But regardless, you're obsessed with it. It's good. That's awesome. Zelda. That's a good testament to the game. I
love Zelda. That's where, it's one of those where, so some people are like, how's the game? So my initial straight off opinion that I love this game. It might be my favorite video game I've ever played in my entire fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
Not had a single complaint about the game. I've enjoyed every aspect of it, and it's one of the first games I think I've played in a long, long time where I'm like, I don't want this to end.
Really?
Like, nice. I'm very worried about finishing this game. Like, I don't, really? I don't want to finish it.
Better,
like,
better hope they have DLCs.
They will have DLCs. They'll have DLCs. But I don't want to finish it. That's why we're like, so we were saying, like, we haven't beaten the game. Mm-hmm. So I've done the main, like, I've done the Wind Temple and the Fire Temple.
Mm-hmm.
I do have all the memories. Get all the memories.
I know. Yes, I know.
Do you know why?
I know why.
God damn. Why? How do you know?
Because my buddy told me.
Stop. Who is your friend? Is the worst. Stop telling you.
I mean, I asked. I asked.
Yeah, what are you, Rachel? Like, trying to learn spoilers?
He's not Rachel. No, I'm not Rachel. Get out of here. I just wanted to know what the requirements were.
But it's just to get the master
sword. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the whole story is. Honestly, I just know it's.
As long as you
know.
I know you need
to complete this first before you go to that.
Yeah, you need to complete all that to figure out what happened to the master sword.
Yes,
like, I think that's like kind of what the memories. One of the big parts of the memories is finding out what happened.
That's the whole point of them.
No, it's not the whole point.
And the backstory.
I mean,
the backstory.
Speaking of memories, let's just jump right into it for a second. Because you saw the memory. You haven't seen all of them, but you saw the coolest one out of all of them.
Yes.
But I think it's the coolest one than the last one.
Okay.
The one I told you got last is the last one. I think it was the second coolest one. Ganondorf going.
Becoming the Demon King.
Ooh,
was amazing.
That was good.
I can't wait to. The only thing that would have made that better if I had seen the memory before this, where it introduces him and what all this lead up, but. I thought that memory was so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't wait to go see the memory that leads up to this because the scene's badass.
Yeah.
But I want to know how we got there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I want to know the events that lead up to this. So I think I might go after the Shiga Slate one next or whatever, the Purapad.
I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I could legit tell you the order if you want the order.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe for the next one I'll ask.
The order
will
be. I kind of do think that. I was like, man, I kind of wish I watched in the order.
Yeah.
Because, there's, a few that I definitely. I'm glad I got the last one last. I'm glad I got the, literally. Legit, I was like, this is the last one. Okay. I can't believe I saved that for last, but thank God I did.
Yeah.
I wonder why I didn't. I don't know why, but I was
some inner instinct.
Yeah, I guess so. I can tell you legit order.
Maybe next time I'm playing, I'll ask you just what the next one to get is and see.
Because definitely getting the correct order, it would be fun.
It's just nice for me. That's I like a linear story, so it's kind of fun to that's how. So I played Breath of the Wild later in life. And by later in life, I mean 2 years after it came out. But anyways,
I tried five.
You did, yeah.
I didn't play until 5-6 years after it came
out.
Yeah. I didn't have a Switch.
That's true.
But you know what I learned about the game? Nothing.
True. Yeah, I remember you telling me that you were keeping yourself. You were in a blackout. I don't learn spoiler. It's, I learned
that is a spoiler.
No, it's not.
Because you know why I finished the memories?
Why did you finish the memories?
I was like, this.
I don't know what the story of the memories are.
Oh no, no, okay. I didn't.
I just know it for the master.
I didn't think this had anything to do with the memories. I was you know what? You initially talked to Impa. Do the memories right? I was like, this is how you get the champion's Duodic.
Mm-hmm.
You got to finish the memories because that's how you first get you do one memory and then you get the champion's tunic.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is how you get the champion's tunic. I'm totally going to do this. This is it. And I got the last memory. It was like, this is how you get the master sword. I was like, even better.
Yeah.
I was like, what a surprise.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Should have known.
That's not a huge spoiler. I don't care about that.
No, it's not a huge spoiler. No. A spoiler would be to tell you actual.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, if I knew the story aspects, that'd piss me off. But I don't know. Knowing the requirements to get the master sword isn't that much of a thing for me.
Yeah, I guess you told me the 13 hearts.
I did tell you
and
that.
And that didn't bother me.
No, not at all. I think. I didn't tell you where to get the Master Sword either. That's my big thing. That's what I don't want to know is, where you go to get it, obviously, what you have to do. Because back in Breath of the Wild, Breath of the Wild, walking into Deku Forest and, figuring out the puzzle to get in there, it's like, well, this is kind of cool. I mean, this is where all the Korok seeds go. That's awesome. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
So that was pretty dope. So that's what I kind of want to save for myself. But I knew the requirements long before in that game, in Breath of the Wild, of what you need to get the Master Sword. So
this one, too, is much more story-driven.
Nice.
It's a huge part of the story.
I can't wait.
As you probably could assume, because when you put it through the thing, it's lands in Zelda's hands.
Yeah. The Sage of Time.
Yes.
I'm very excited to get through all that and can't wait to do that. Big part of the game that I thought they also, since I just mentioned it, that they also added in, which cracks me up, but I hate them, is the Korok seeds. They've gotten even more annoying somehow.
I love it.
It's not the regular ones that are just under every rock that I lift every time, but.
I lift every rock
because they could be under there. They could be under there.
It's unbelievable.
I just say, it's PTSD from Breath of the Wild. They could be under there.
That's true.
No, it's the stupid ones that fill up their backpack too much. And they're like, carry me to my friend because I'm too fat to get over there. And his friend's like a goddamn across the
map.
They're so far away. Everyone out there, everyone who has ever done this, I did it. First thing, one of the first things I did is torture them.
Yeah, you literally took a minecart and smashed it into it.
Yes, I put, they were cushions for me. And I was going through like Instagram reels and found that was a common thing people did. It's like, yes, we're all together on this.
That's funny.
But yeah, I saw people spit roasting them over an open flame, which was amazing. I saw some people crucify them, which is like, okay, but great. I think it's people hilarious.
I actually have connected rockets to them before just to get them over there faster, but I don't think that works.
No.
Because I think they like land and then they like
teleport back.
Teleport back. I understand where they were going for it. Thank you for doing it, Nintendo, is making it like so you can get attach them to things, because they're like, if we got to travel them, like it's going to be much easier if they can attach them to things. But I don't think they saw this coming.
No. They didn't see the absolute torture of the Koroks.
One of my favorite things was, so the first time I found one, I think it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I find it hilarious and cute, but you're just like, God, damn it, dude, like, come on. Like, there's been many of them that I've just skipped. I see them, I'm like, fuck that. I'm not even I'll just put a seed on the map and I'm like, I'll be back. I will be back.
That's good for you.
Because like the one thing in the one thing in Breath of the Wild and in this game, I don't really care much about the Kurok seeds.
I know you don't.
I got enough weapons. I'll get them as I play the game. There will be a time before I go to probably before the fourth temple, where I will go hunting for them to just like load up on weapons. But that's like always a late game thing for me. I'm like, I'll get them eventually.
It's not so much for me.
But yeah. Some people like really like doing them or finding as many as they can to open up their weapons. But what was I gonna say is what cracked me up was I did it and I was waiting for you to get to it. I was like, oh my god, Davis,
the first one on top of the Sky Island,
Davis is gonna fucking hate this. But and you're like taking it to its friend and it's like it's a little bulb. I was like, I need to get to my friend. You're like, yeah, I know, we're going. Like,
it didn't shut up,
it doesn't say it anything, it's just a little bubble that there's no noise or anything. You're like yeah, I know, we're going,
we're getting you there, calm down.
That's what I love about them, is that they're like so like kind of annoying and you're like, god damn it, but you're like, all right, bud, like,
yes, help you. I'm helping you, what is happening, just stop. I know I have to.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Koroks seeds are weird for me because, like, yeah, I like them for my inventory and all that stuff. But even in the last game, I was like, it's one of the weird. It's I don't know. Maybe it's some sort of OCD compulsion. I'm just like, I feel like I need to figure out these puzzles for them. I feel like the story, like, I don't know what it is. I feel like Link would just always help them. So I'm just like, he has to do it. So
I think Wind Waker's when they first popped up.
Yeah. They're pains in the ass.
They might be the kids from Rock and Roll Time.
Maybe.
We don't know. They were super cute. They were funny. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It cracks me up. I'm just always like, because the best thing about it is they're little shits.
Yes.
As Hestu literally points out, they stole the seeds.
Yes.
And they ran off into Hyrule.
They're assholes.
Yeah.
They're all assholes.
Hestu's dance.
Yeah. Oh my god. They got so much better. It's great. And he pops them out. It's like, oh my god.
That's great.
I was so mad when
that's an animation I never skip.
I was so mad when I first found him. And like, he helped me twice and he left. And it's like, no.
Yeah, I know.
I have so many seeds.
You son of a bitch.
I have to go find you in the east or something. Ah.
He's just in Lookout Land.
I know. But I have to go find him. But I really enjoyed that. I thought that was a great addition to the overall game.
I will say that they have a lot of great, great animations in this one.
Yeah, they do.
First off, the first animation that I was like, oh my god, was when you complete a shrine and the light just shoots and it's like and then it sucks more, and then god. then you see the gloom, aka Malice, leave Link's arm. Awesome, great animation.
So good. I love it when he gets gets a harder stamina container too, and it pushes it out even more. It's like, yeah, so good. Nice.
Then every time you get a tower, that animation never gets old.
No, never, ever.
Never gets old.
I know you can't skip it, but I watch it every time. It's so
nice. I would never skip it.
No, it's so amazing.
It's beautiful. It's
all just the Sheikah hands coming out. Oh my god,
so I love it too, because like, good on them for it probably wasn't that hard for them to do, but I just loved it. It's like the first time Link, he's like,
it's like, what's going on?
And then from there on, he's just like, classic Link, where he's like, I know what's going down.
Yep. I know all these moves. It's fine. No, I love that too. And it's like good, also good on them for keeping Sheikatech around. Like, I was really afraid with the whole Zonai coming down and this whole new group that was like, dude, what a lot of video games do, and just like, none of the first game mattered anymore. But Sheikatech is still a huge thing. Like, gigantic. It's still around. I don't know why they're still calling it a Purapad and not a Sheikah Slate. I know she modified it and all this stuff.
Sure, she
like,
made it her own.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. Still a Sheikah Slate, but regardless.
Which, that's a good question, too. So we go Purapad and everything. It's like, where are they now? Because they have a certain amount of time. Because, one, Link's aged. Not Link is aged. He looks exactly the same. His hair's gotten longer.
Yeah.
Oh. Pura's definitely aged.
Yes, she's gotten older.
Yes. The internet has... Was that Rule 404?
It's Rule 34.
Rule 34, the hell out of Pura. She comes out and she's like... she's like, what's up, Linky?
Yeah.
And I was like...
And this is a shoes top shot. Yeah, like, come on. God. I imagine there's some friggin' dork out there who's like watching someone else play the game. That happened. They just whipped out their iPad and started drawing. Mm-hmm. Like,
So I'm assuming she's at least 17.
Well, technically, actually, she's she's actually over 100, I believe.
She's over 100 years old. She's old as Robbie.
Yeah.
So if she aged properly, which we don't know, then that would make Link and Zelda like in their mid 20s.
Old AF.
Yeah, like mid early 20s. So good, finally having a little.
I was seeing other stuff where I was like, I can't remember it. I've seen other stuff though. It was making me like look at like the timeline and try to figure out how like long they'd been away. But I can't remember what it was now. But
it's definitely had to have been a minute because I'm in Hantio Village. And they point out that Zelda set up an orphanage there.
Oh, okay.
So she had time to build an orphanage.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's got her haircut.
I don't know. Maybe we'll be some random NPC that just walking in one spot of the map that'll tell you how long it's been.
It's been 8 years.
Yeah, I know. You're going to find that flower girl who was at the flower shrine years ago, all the time. You already found her? Oh, no. Damn, never mind. Okay. Never mind. That would have been a cool Easter egg to put it there, but whatever. Because she was annoying, but okay.
She's hilarious. They're so weird for putting these kind of characters in. Yeah. I don't know if you remember this. I don't know if you talked to this guy. He's at the first stables in Breath of the Wild, and he's obsessed with the Blood Moon.
No.
And he's like, oh, yeah, no, it's really interesting. What is it about? But when the Blood Moon comes out, he's like a freak. He's like, yo, I can feel my blood boiling. And he runs around like crazy. He's like, ooh, and like howls the moon. And it's like really weird. And it's like, what you... No quest involved with this individual.
He just does it?
Yep, he just does it.
Yeah. I love it. And I didn't know he was there.
Breath of the Wild, that one beach girl who's like obsessed with Guardians, like obsessed with Guardians.
Yeah.
She's like, they're amazing and everything. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, all right.
So they're going to have you met the fashion people yet?
No.
Okay.
I don't think
so. Yeah, you're going to love when you get to the fashion people. They're so absurd.
Oh boy, I can't wait. I'm pumped. Yeah. I love the crazy characters they put into this.
Oh, they have a lot of good characters.
I mean, so far, I'm not that far in the game, man. They're doing really well with like just bringing some, I don't know, adding. So, you know, Breath of the Wild characters were amazing, and you know, all of them are pretty much still here, give or take. The original Guardians or Spirit Warriors or whatever the hell. Who operated the
champions?
Champions, that was it.
Well,
they're
dead. Yeah,
I know they're gone. They're all on stuff.
Which I forgot to talk about. Sorry to cut you off. Breath of the Wild.
Cut me off.
You know how they beep?
Let's put it on. We have the fourth time in the history of the podcast.
You know how they
to my 90,000.
You know how the Divine Beast like beeped.
Yes.
Yeah. You know it's SOS.
Oh really? I didn't know that. That's cool.
So
yeah.
Fucked up. It's like that's so sad. It's cool, but it was SOS in Morse
code. Where did the Divine Beast go is my question.
I don't know. I feel like we'll find out. I don't know. They might have been destroyed.
Maybe. They could have been Ganon's like explosion.
Would have been smart. Because if you notice, you don't, except for the Guardian tech in the tower, you don't see anything with Guardians.
Yeah.
You don't see any of that. They might have destroyed them all, which honestly, low-key, genius.
Yeah, that's super smart.
Obviously genius. Because look what's going on now.
Yes, I know. That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah, watches they're like... They pulled Power Rangers and they're just like hidden behind a waterfall somewhere, ready to come out when Link needs them.
And then they all connect like
that's the final stage. Yeah. That you're building and doing all this stuff, connecting them.
Oh, yeah.
You're leading up to this.
And then Ganon one punches them.
Yeah, I know.
And then Link's just back with the Master Sword. It's like, well, that didn't last.
That didn't last. Well, I'm here now.
But it was cool for a second.
No, I love it. So I think I was saying that they're adding in new characters that I really like. Like, so I've only done Rito Village. So far.
Yeah.
But the kid they have there, Tulin, who is your main guy.
Was in the last game.
Yeah, it was in the last game, apparently.
He was. I don't remember him either.
I don't remember either at all. He must have been a kid.
There is a
he must have been a little kid.
Talk to him. I remember. I looked it up. Like I remember you. There's like a part where you have to go talk to him, and he sings a song, and he helps you with a shrine.
Oh my god! Again,
I love when you talk to NPCs because like we have such a different NPC mindset. Yes. Where I'm just like, ooh, tell me things. Zelda lore, and you're just like, oh my god, shut the fuck up! Like
they have some paragraphs and paragraphs of dialogue.
Yeah, I think
and one of them, when I got to Reno Village, which is three kids singing about the Sky Arc, and I'm just like, once again, they did a song. And then give them any goddamn voice actors.
Yeah, I would say, I think that's the difference is like, I'm so used to Zelda games where there's no talking at all. And it's just all reading.
Yeah.
Because one day they're going to remaster Ocarina of Time and you're going to play it.
Sure.
And the day it happens and you meet, I wish I could remember his name right now. It's a bad Zelda fan that I can't, the owl, will be the day I will be like, I will want to watch you play the game because he talks forever. And you do the thing where you want to skip through it real fast. Uh-huh. And they did this on fucking purpose.
Of course they did.
Is that you can ask him to repeat what he said or like be like, no, you're good, right? Uh-huh. And it'll be like, no, I'm good, or repeat what you said. So if you skip through really fast, you'll hit
it pops off
and you'll hit like, I'm good, I got it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He flies in again.
No.
You meet him a few times. And he talks forever. They switched it.
Oh.
They switch it every time. So there's times where you can hit tell me again, and you have to go through the entire... It's literally like... You know those bubbles?
Yeah.
It's like full, and it's like 10 of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So much dialogue.
When I told you, I was like, hit B, and it was like, doo, doo, doo. I was like
I started smashing it.
But yeah, those stupid kids. Yeah, but Dueling's great.
Dueling is great. I really like the new guard. The new, like, you know, champions are adding in.
Yeah.
I think they're really cool. Dueling was a lot of fun. Yeah, he was a lot of fun. I thought he was a good addition. I don't think, I hate to say this, I don't think he's as cool as Revali. That's a big thing to say, but...
I would say cool-wise, yeah, yes, for sure.
Revali was definitely Tulin. A champion.
I at first, when Tulin showed up, I was like, oh, this kid sucks. I was like, he's just a little whatever, blah, blah. But, like, I don't know what I was like. As I was going on with him,
he's great.
I was just like, yeah, kid. I was like, I don't know, he just felt like a kid. Like, I was like helping along, and I was like, yeah, kid, we got this. Like, I was like his, like, big brother or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we could do it. And when he encourages Link, I'm always like, yeah.
My opinion on Tulin changed. So I thought it was like his dialogue was like, oh, this is boring stuff.
Yeah.
My opinion completely changed on Tulin when he started shooting arrows at me.
Dude, he's so good.
And then I was like, oh my god, never go away. Yeah. And he doesn't. And it's great.
But I love that they
the Avatar thing is smart. It's smart
so
as hell.
So cool.
Smart as hell. This so changed cool. the whole game, and it's so good.
Because at first, I was mad. I was like, my first initial thoughts was like, I like that you just got their powers.
Yes.
And I was like, I don't need this Avatar around.
Yeah.
But now they're around and they attack still. Yeah,
they're like, awesome.
It's sick.
That's so cool.
And you can summon and unsummon them.
Yeah.
And
for anyone, just a quick spoiler for anyone who's watching this and hasn't gotten this far. Who's like you who hasn't gotten this, who's like you who's playing it forever hasn't gotten this far.
Yeah, spoiler alerts.
When you defeat, you know, there's the, you know, it's like the champion trials, whatever. When you defeat one of the main story points, you get the avatar of the champion they've done. And that avatar runs around and helps you out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just a quick spoiler, good little mechanic. But it's fun as hell. And they're so helpful. Although there are times, I have noticed a few times where I'm just like, I'm shooting, it's great, and then I'm getting my ass whooped, and I'm like, and he shoots like after I've got my ass beat, and it's like, Tulin,
it's not always great, but
2 seconds earlier would have been much more helpful, but whatever, that's fine.
But there are so many times where I'm like doing something, or like I'm switching swords, and I'm like, my sword just broke, and I pull out a new sword, and I'm like,
yeah.
All right, let's do it, and then it's like, and I'm like, yes. Or like they're coming at me, and I'm like, oh, this guy, I wasn't ready for him, he's on my left, and he's like, and I'm like, Tulin, you saved my ass again.
Yes, you're good as shit. So I really can't wait till you have a full retinue. It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so cool. I'm very interested. Yeah, I noticed. So I'm thinking Rhydon is going to be the Zoro.
That would make sense.
Mipha's brother.
That would make sense.
Who Link and him are like buddy buddies.
Buddy, best buddies.
Like he's definitely like the Adolin type individual. Because if you look.
Smile.
Ching. In the memories, they show a male Goron, a male Rito, a male Zoro, and a female Gerudo, obviously, because all Gerudos are female, minus Ganondorf.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm assuming, and they're picking characters from last time. So I'm assuming it's going to be Rhydon, Mipha's brother, and then it's going to be the queen of the Gerudo, who was like a child-ish.
Yeah, maybe she's an adult
who has
now,
the hots for Link.
Oh, shit.
As I was watching videos, like, Link's loves, and just going through all these characters that like that. But and I really, if you really pay attention, every girl like falls in love with
Link. 100%, yeah. Because Link's a blank canvas. But Link like doesn't give them attention.
Yeah, it doesn't. Like, and he's super cool.
That too.
But like, there's this girl you help out. You didn't do it. You were at the stable, but you skipped over it. Probably.
You don't need to save everybody.
But you fix her cart, and she like you fix her cart, and then you just grab her horse real quick, and she just is like becomes like obsessed with you. Yeah. And what was it? What's her name? Paya.
Sure.
The girl from the Sheikah village, the young girl.
Yeah.
Obsessed with Link.
Yes.
Yeah. And Mifa and Zelda. I was like, the guy's girl in Hyrule.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Everyone's fighting against Link.
Yeah. They just want all of his attention.
And Link only's got his eyes on one girl.
Only Zelda. It's great. I think that's just funny. The way they have just integrated that into the story is, it's been a, tropes are nice. I like tropes.
Oh, I think it's great.
Yeah, no.
Link's the best. Like, that's, they do a subtle job. It's like, so it's like James Bond, everyone knows he's like the man of mystery, super hot, gets every girl he wants, super dangerous. There's other characters like that, but like Link is like, they just do it in a subtle way. It's like Link's the coolest.
Yeah, like, he really Link is
the coolest.
Yeah. On a quick side note, because Link is the coolest. We've talked about this a million times on the podcast. So onto another different side note, fast. Another thing I really liked about the game that I thought was a great addition. I have not technically explored every aspect of the map yet. You have.
Yes.
Because they added, you know, we all knew that like the Sky Islands are coming and all that stuff. Yeah, that was part of the trailer. Cool. But then there's also the depths, which is a complete underground of Hyrule, which is the what I'm assuming is the same size as Hyrule underground.
Is.
Yes, which is insanity. So like no one knew this was coming, and they made
no one did
because we thought
it's not even in the trailer.
Yeah, no, the only underground port. Well, like yes and no, because we find Gan underground.
Yes,
but the depth itself are not, and so it's like they was like they like teased us in the way that's like, yeah, you're just gonna be underground for this amount of time, then you're up above and going in the sky, and it's like, just kidding, you have an entire underground hellscape to go through.
It's awesome. Before we get into that, though,
okay,
we're gonna take a quick break.
Oh, okay, that's yeah. The depths is a whole complete underground of Hyrule that has not been explored. It is your job to explore it, but what's wild, and you told me about this, is that it's all in darkness.
Yes.
Which, great.
Yeah, I noticed that they, in the beginning of the game, they kept giving you these bright blooms. They gave you so many. I'm like, why do they keep giving this? Obviously, knowing Zelda, I was like, or any RPG, you're like, I'm going to use this eventually.
Yes, in some way.
And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to use this for, or whatever. There's going to be a dark cave somewhere or something. Or there's going to be one dungeon that's all covered in darkness, and you're going to have to use these. And then I did one of the mazes. And you do the first part of the maze on the ground. And then you do the second part in the sky. And at the end of it, they're like, oh, jump down. And I was like, okay. And I go through the chasm. You fight a boss. And then I just like walked out to the depths. And I was like, what the fuck? I literally, my eyes were like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, oh my God. The music is great down there. I can't wait till you get down there. You're going to hate it.
Yeah,
you're gonna hate it so much. It's
miserable. I hate darkness. I hate the dark like
it's
that.
It's super dark. It's gonna be so but you get so many bright blooms.
I know that's true. And you can make you can get. You saw there was I saw that you had there was like depth exploring armor and you know either shit you can eat that makes you glow.
Yep. And then you get the light roots that light up an area, which are in the which so cool on them is the inverse of shrines up top.
Nice.
Which is, and they actually have their names backwards of the shrine up top, which that's I think really is cool. Super cool.
That's a really cool addition.
Yeah. And which makes it cool because, like, there have been times where I got light roots, but I didn't get the shrine up top yet.
Oh, nice. So, you can mark it on the map.
Oh, I'm like, okay, there must be a shrine up there.
Yeah. So you can, so you would, like, go, like, level two of the, level one of the map and mark it, right?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's actually kind of cool, too, because, like, you could hit your balls to the walls and you decide to explore the entire depths first.
Yeah.
Good luck. I've experienced only one super tough creature in the depths. I don't know if there is depth Lynels.
God.
If there is, fuck that.
I'm not fighting those till I'm a god.
Yeah, because, you know, so one thing we should talk about. So speaking of depths and why it's so difficult down there is, so in the beginning, you're like, all right, my horse. Hit a stable. Talk to Impa. She told you that dragon tears. You hit up the first whatever you called it, whatever the memory things are, whatever you call
it. Oh, Nazclines.
Nazclines. Hit up the first one, and then you ride up to a tower. However, you see one of those blue bunnies, and you're like, oh, there's a cave over there.
Yes, because I liked how they added that in. That yeah. It was in a, like, they lead you to caves.
I love it.
Yeah.
Caves are awesome. Great add-on, once again.
Mm-hmm. And this is developers being like, people missed too much of our game in the last one. Let's make them not miss it.
Yeah.
With money.
With money, yeah.
Because yeah, so if you hit the rabbit, it gives you money.
Yeah. And my first time, I go into that cave. And I'm like, okay. And then the gloom hands show up. And I was like, what the fuck? At first, I was like, ooh, this is terrifying and creepy. I was like, but I'm a veteran of the Zelda franchise. I know how to beat this thing. I didn't. I ran away. It kicked my ass. I can't remember. I always forget the name of the ability, but I call it upheaval. It's not. Upheaval is what crosses the
world. Oh, yeah.
I think it's called...
Well, lets you swim through rock above you, essentially.
Great ability, once again.
Awesome ability.
We'll get into the abilities.
About it all the time.
We'll get into all the abilities in a second. But I was like, I'm out. So Davis is playing it.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Yeah, and he goes, and Davis, there's sometimes I can tell you're going to run by something. And I'm like, oh, no.
He's super helpful through a lot of the game. Like, oh, you should go over here, do this part real fast. Like, just or turn this corner, you'll see this guy. It's fun. You'll see the sign guy. You know, super fun thing.
Oh yeah,
it's
Addison.
Yeah. We'll talk about him in a minute.
Yeah,
but I'm in a minute here. It's super fun, super helpful, great friend thing to do. Then this asshole says, hey, I'm heading towards the tower. Hey, you should go in that cave. Check it out real fast. And I go in. There's a shrine in there. It's like, oh, that's super helpful. Thanks, man. Set 1 foot in the cave, and this red amalgam of hands comes out and starts attacking me. It's like, all right, I got this. I shoot an arrow, bounces off of it, and then there's ripping my hearts away. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I run out of stamina. It just rips me to shreds. I was looking at him and was like, you're an asshole. Fuck you for that. That was awesome. So annoying.
No, those things, they are. So I beat one the other night. But I have like the
master. I was there for it.
I have the master now, and like 13 hearts, and I had gloom protection and all this kind of stuff.
It's doable. You can't hurt them.
My armor's been enhanced and all this kind of stuff. However, those enemies are the scariest fucking thing that the game's ever created.
They are. They're writhing hands with eyes.
And they're so fast.
Yeah.
Link usually can out-sprint every enemy.
Give or take, yeah.
Give or take.
Maybe not Lynels.
Maybe not Lynels, but... But at least he can climb. I don't know. It's just, they are so fast. Like, I was like, went up this one time and I saw this chest and I was like in this dungeon like thing. And I was like, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah. And all of a sudden they appeared and I was like, fuck. And I saw like a way to get out. I was like, fuck, I'm going to run to that. And it just kept grabbing me and I was like, this is terrible.
Yep, oh my God. I'm dying. And they, like, there's no indication they're going to be there ever.
At
least with the guardians, you could see them.
Yeah.
But with these things, they just, oh, we're just going to materialize here.
If there's ever a room, there's two of them.
F that. Also, another quick spoiler, just for any of you who haven't killed one yet.
I think we should do a quick recording at the end of this, saying just a beginning intro thing that we'd never do, but like quick spoiler for all those who haven't played Tears.
Yeah, sure, fine. That's right. It's kind of implied with everything we do, but it's fair.
Yeah, maybe we should. Maybe we shouldn't do it.
We can do it. It's fine.
We can just say it's implied.
I'll put it when I. Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's do it. Yeah. It's implied.
Why are you listening to a Tears and Kingdom review? If, like,
I mean,
yeah, we should do it. Everyone always does it. We should start doing it. I see it on shit all the time.
Sure, that's fine. We should do. How about we just do a generic one that we just put on the front of every video that we do with stuff like this?
Ooh,
right. Yes. And then we save the file and I'll download it. We'll hold on to it. Yeah, that'll work.
It could be like, it's like, what is? What I think is, well, we'll think outside of it on the podcast. But this is how the sausage gets made. It's like, as you could guess by the title, spoiler alert.
No duh.
Yeah, that'd be good.
No duh.
You were going on with,
All right, so quick spoiler here, but for anyone who hasn't beaten it, we don't have spoiler warning yet, so we will at the beginning, but it's fine. Those hands are only a, let's say, like, you know, cover charge to get to the real boss fight. That is a Shadow Ganon.
Phantom Ganon.
Whatever. Same diff.
Throughout the series.
Oh, sure.
He's been in Ocarina of Time, Wind Waker. Phantom Ganon's been around many times. That's why I was glad they added.
Man, all that Zelda information is really getting you laid.
And all the non-Zelda information you know is also getting you laid. Yes. Neither of us are getting laid, and it has nothing to do with our information under and stuff.
Just pointing out. A lot of men just pointing out. Little
and now we're in shape and we look good and we're still not getting it.
Well, we have to go out more, but regardless.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
No, that is what it is.
No, I'm saying.
No, oh, you're agreeing. Oh, you said sarcastically.
I did say sarcastically. You said sarcastically. It's I don't know why I did. I did think about that. Why am I saying sarcastically? But it was like, yeah, we do need to get out more. I was like,
summer's here. It's fine. Yeah, yeah. Regardless, those hands are just a precursor to a Phantom Ganon that just comes at you with some, you know, corruption katana that wants to rip you to shreds. Oh,
yeah, that thing's cool.
I think it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I was watching. Yeah. So last night you decided to take the hands for the first time trying to beat them, and I was there hanging out watching because I don't play Zelda like you. I just like at some point I'm like, all right, I'm done playing Zelda for now, and then you take over.
I did do that on
After a week and a half, you finally did just like put it down for a second. It's like, I'm gonna touch grass.
I put it down for an hour and a half, and then I went back and played. Not the golf thing. That's whatever. Golf is
just the thing. Golf is better than Zelda.
Yes, I was gonna say I love Zelda. But if there's an opportunity to golf, I'm gonna golf. Zelda will be there.
Yes, it will. And yeah. Golf is one more thing. But anyways, I was watching you play it, and we're both there. It's like, and you're attacking and killing the hands, hitting them hard. You went for a super weak one, which is good. You know, you were like worried too, because you killed like three of the hands, and it was like, oh my god, I'm still getting hurt. And there's one more hand, you killed it, and it was like, oh, you're like, oh, all right, everything's good. We're both like, everything's good now. It's awesome, great. And then a new boss bar comes up, and it's like fan games. Like, oh my god, what? Yeah, I know. No.
There's times where I think I would be the worst Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
And then there's times where I'm like, that would have been good for Twitch.
That'd have been really good for Twitch. Yeah. I think
I freaked out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god.
I think you'd be a very good. I don't watch you play it by yourself. I imagine when you're playing by yourself, you're just like, ugh. But I imagine like, I think it'd be fun if for the podcast, if we were figuring out how to do it, like both of us hanging out, watching one of us play a game. I think that'd be really good content.
Yeah, I really would.
Because I think commenting on both was funny as hell.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. When I play by myself, I talk. I talk out loud
Psycho.
To myself.
All right.
Yeah, I'd be like. And you do this too, and I'm so glad you did it because I do it too. I'm like, come on, Link.
I yell
at Link so much.
Dude, yeah, come on, dude. I just wanted you to like pull your parasail out, not fall to the sky.
You were playing last night, and you're like, oh no, I'm gonna die because you fell your parasail. I was like, why don't you just warp to the tower? And you were like, now we know for you're like hindsight is 2020.
When you're folded there, you panic. I don't know, man.
That would be fun. I think it would be
a good time. If we ever managed to get that together,
might be a good idea, not just for Zelda, because you know I like just watching people play video games.
Oh yeah, 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 of course, yeah.
And but we'll comment also while you're playing
endlessly.
So you could play like a game, and
I'd be down to play. Yeah,
I'm a big And people might find it weird, but there's been times you could obviously attest to this, but like there'll be times where I'm literally will be like, Dave, check out this game on Game Pass. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, I've done that
and
before,
I'm like,
yeah.
Play it. And you're like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh my God, just watch you play.
Yeah, it works.
I don't know. I just like watching people play video games because sometimes like I don't want to play the game,
mm-hmm.
but like I'll just watch people play.
Yeah, it's like, good. I mean, like, why do you watch streamers ever?
Exactly. Yeah.
Same idea. So you want to watch someone else play a video game for a little bit. No, that'd be fun. Yeah, we can. I'm totally down to work on trying to do that. You know what would really make that easier, though? If more people listen to the podcast, if you shared it with your friends,
yes,
we could definitely put out more content. So share it with your friends,
absolutely,
please.
Absolutely, we could.
In podcast ads.
For our own podcast,
yes,
yeah.
Exactly. Yes,
exactly, yes. Yes. And then one day we'll have ads.
That is also true, yes.
At the beginning and whatever. Blah, blah, blah.
I'll get back on that eventually, but it's fine.
Yeah, well, like actually, speaking out, shout out to Buzzsprout for supporting us, but they're getting rid of popcorn.
Really? Okay. They
had a deal fall out.
No, well, that's too bad, but I don't know. We never used it, yeah. So.
But let's talk about real quick the four abilities you get. I think they're great. Okay. I think they're upgrades. I think they're amazing. I'm trying to think of the only one I miss. Is the time stop one where you get hit stuff. That was
the only one I agree with that.
All of them are so good that I don't care.
Yeah, I do agree. So the first one you get is Ultra Hand, correct?
Yes.
So Ultra Hand,
it's the exact names of them.
Yeah, it's fine. And I'll riff for a second.
Yes.
Anyways, you get Ultra Hand first. It is the first King of Hyrule's arm grafted onto yours, and it
Raru.
That was, I can't think of it. Someone with an R. I was thinking Rengoku, but that wasn't right. Anyways, it pretty much allows you to grab, where the first game was, you're grabbing metal objects with a magnet, you're now grabbing almost any object that can be moved, give or take. You know, it's pretty much telekinesis. So, yes. With the ability to glue things together, right, which is so cool.
The crafting is...
Oh, my God.
There's times where we talk about MAPPA and the poor families because of the animators. Mm-hmm. Everyone who coded this game.
Oh, God.
I am sorry.
Yeah. Your life must be hell.
People, I've read many articles already on it of people talking about, like, developers are really like, I don't even understand how they made this game.
Really?
Because the physics mix with the creation is, like, so difficult.
Really?
Yeah, that they're just like, I don't even understand. Like, it's, they literally made it so, like, it's like an open, like, you, it's you not, it's you not want. Like, limited creativity. Yeah. It's like, go fucking ham
you creativity. Do, you can make, like, I keep seeing memes of people, like, ooh, like, you know, Link building a Gundam in the game. I'm like, I'm waiting to see something like that happen.
Oh, it's like gonna happen.
Yeah, because people have gone crazy with it. Before we get into all that, I did see this amazing article where I'm just like, Legend of Zelda fans or players are finding a way to solve all their problems with by building bridges. And just people building endless bridges across the map.
It works. Yes. You can literally build a bridge from, if you get all the wood together, it's going to be an utter bitch, but you can build a bridge to a Sky Island.
Yeah, you could.
If
yes.
you wanted to.
You could build a bridge.
I don't know if Link could, he could lift that up probably.
He can lift anything up.
No, if it's too heavy, you can't.
Oh, lift really? It. There's a weight limit? I didn't know
that. Yeah, there is a weight limit.
I feel like a bridge would be okay. But wooden bridge be okay?
It probably would be okay because usually it depends on what piece of wood you grab.
Yeah.
So if you grab the front end of it and lift it, actually you couldn't lift it up to a Sky Island. I'm just kidding. You couldn't do that.
Okay. I didn't know there was a weight limit. Regardless.
Not because of weight limit, because we can't lift it that high.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah, that's but what if you got it long enough and you grab a small piece and you angled it just straight up?
Yeah, maybe angled it and then probably.
You probably did angle it straight up.
See, that's the thing that's cool about this grave is because we're talking about these kind of things.
I know.
Like, maybe you could do
I know. I imagine there's entire Discords out there right now just dedicated to what can we build?
What can we do?
Minecraft into Legend of Zelda.
It's amazing.
Which is nuts.
It's amazing.
Dude, this was I didn't know. So I did have reservations going into this about the crafting in the game.
A lot of people did,
yeah. I wasn't sure how it was going to work. I wasn't sure how cool. Because, there's just, a plural, there's an oversaturation in a game. And crafting usually is what brings that in. Mm-hmm. Of, sometimes it's too much for too many people to handle. Hardcore fans can handle it. But, the average Joe can't handle it.
It's so simple.
But it's so simple. It's so simple and goes so complex so fast. And, it all operates on such an easy principle of just, this item sticks to this item.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
And it's oh, my God.
And they use so cool. much of it in the shrines, and it's always perfectly used. And we did mention it earlier, but we'll talk about it right now. And then you got Addison with the signs, and you always have to do it with the signs.
Oh, this dude.
I love that. First of all, he gives you three things.
Yeah, he does. No, I don't. I'm not shitting
on these. Stop giving me sleep tokens, though. I don't give a fuck.
What are sleep tokens?
You get tickets so you can get a regular bed,
a free stable, bed. Oh my God!
Which, who's getting a regular bed? Yeah, I know
you want the king horse bed or whatever. The king horse fucker bed.
Yeah, Malayan or something. I know.
Sorry,
times are
to
tough.
Millennia.
In
first came out.
Times are tough in the world of Hyrule and the real world, and rupees are on short things, mm-hmm. but. I can afford a fucking fancy bed.
Yeah.
I kill monsters for a living.
Yes. I can afford a night's sleep on a comfy feather bed.
Yeah.
But regardless.
Love building
stuff.
He's fun.
I just enjoy how I enjoy doing that. I enjoy it's a little puzzle every time. There was one night that was it was getting late. I was trying to get one and it just wouldn't work. And I was like, fuck this. I'll deal with you in the morning.
Yeah.
And I left.
It was so funny. So for everyone who's watching the podcast right now or listening, hopefully all great fans, is one thing you'll know about this is Davis sucks at puzzles.
Oh, I hate puzzles.
I watch Davis and, okay, so there's one shrine where you drop a square block on a piece of wood and you're trying to knock a ball over to the other side and you get a cup and a ball. Davis's idea was to, craft the cup and the ball together, then put it on the piece of wood, then send it over. Instead of it worked, so that's great. Instead of just crafting the cup that holds the ball on the end of a piece of wood and just putting the ball in the cup, and then it just shoots it over.
Well, why was the cup there then?
To hold the ball in place.
Yeah, that's what I did. What?
No, you did it. You just suctioned the cup to the ball. I don't know. But anyways.
It held it in place.
Yeah, kind of.
I understand what you're saying now, but that does make more sense.
But one thing I do like about the strides is that.
Yeah.
Is that you can do them differently.
There is, in essence, limitedly, no wrong way to do a shrine.
Yeah.
Like, if you complete a shrine, you complete it.
Like the one you were doing yesterday, which I was like, oh, this one was tough with the rail at the end.
Yeah.
And it was a bitch. That one was
pain in the ass.
Yeah. That was by far the hardest one I've done yet.
Okay.
Besides the fucking stupid ones where you don't have any of your equipment.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Those ones are like smart, they're challenging, they're fun. But goddamn, every time I walk into one of those, I'm like, you son of a bitch. But that one we did different.
Yeah, okay.
We did different. And I literally, because that one I was like, I don't even know what the fuck. That one was tough.
Yeah, it was. I totally agree.
That was the shrine that took me the longest to do.
Yeah, it was hard. It was very difficult.
Yeah.
But like, you found a different way. I found a different way. Yeah, I liked how that, like, and that, like, this is one of those ones where, like, so you were talking a lot about the devs react videos.
Yeah.
Which are really good. Go check them out. IGN does them. Yeah, they're amazing on YouTube. Go watch them. But it's developers watching people break their games, essentially. But I would like to see, not breaking the game, but I would like to see, a YouTube video of Legend of Zelda creators who, like, did these shrines, watching people complete their shrines. It's like, I guess you could do it that way.
Yeah, that'd be be a good point.
What shape is that? What? Yeah. How does that work?
That would be a lot of fun. The only negative of that for us, only us, or American fans, is I watched the Resident Evil 1 speedrun, and it's pretty much two Japanese guys and one American guy translating for them, and I'm just like, this is
not we need some subtitles on.
That'd
be something you gotta add in.
But there's times where I'm watching you play, and I'm like, Don't say anything. Don't point out that thing that's right there. In the one shrine where you're jumping on the boats, you're like, oh, where do I go? What do I do? I'm like, you've jumped in front of the orange thing you're supposed to shoot with an arrow 1,000 times.
That was a rough
you
one.
You even admitted that one. You were like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's right there.
It was right there.
I shot one with an arrow through bars at the beginning of the shrine. It's like, it just happens. Everyone plays a shrine differently. It can't be perfect every time.
There's shrines where you're like looking, and I'm like, that's not the right place. That's the wrong place. Please look over. Because there's been a few where I've literally walked in, and I'm like, once again, I played Zelda games. So that's why, I'm starting to think that had to do help you with math.
Maybe.
Playing like Zelda puzzle games.
Made you puzzle oriented.
There have been a few where you walk in, and you're like thinking, you're like, and I'm like, isn't it obvious?
No.
But that's what's so great about it is like everybody can complete the shrines.
Yeah.
And these shrines are great.
I like these shrines. I like these more than the first game. Like a lot more.
First of all, the design of the shrines from the outside look awesome.
Mm-hmm.
The insides look awesome. Raru's Blessing looks so beautiful.
Very interesting, yes.
Yeah. I love the shrine quest of like, there's like a shrine and you have to go grab the stone and bring it over back to the shrine. Mm-hmm, that's always a robber blessing. Those are great.
Yeah, because that's a puzzle in itself. But yeah, I like that a lot.
Oh, you know that one shrine you were doing the other night where you have to swim through the ice water?
Yes.
That is not a robber's blessing, and it should be, because you have to swim through ice water. It's one of those where you have no armor or anything, and you got to fight. And I was like, this is bullshit!
It's already a problem to get here!
Exactly! I was like,
put this one in the middle of a field somewhere where I just walk up to it.
That's exactly what I thought.
God damn it!
Yeah.
I have no stamina to go do that now, too. Son of a bitch. Regardless, though, the shrines were such a... the new shrines are a way better improvement than the old ones.
I 100% agree.
Even with just like, are there any shrines of like combat?
There's ones of testing combat, but that's what those new ones are. They're called like, I wish I could remember what they're called, but it's you have nothing.
Okay, all right.
You walk down, there's weapons, and there's like beginner, intermediate. Yeah. And I do prefer those over the test of strengths. I think they're more creative, they're more fun. There's some that have like vehicles. Yeah. There's some that have like you just have to.
And like when you hit one of these, when you're a higher level, it'll still be a challenge.
It's still a challenge.
You know, I saw you doing one, which was insane. You built this RV that was shooting endlessly. How in the hell did you even do this? I know how you do it now, but like I'm just like, well, what the hell? But like, you know, back in Breath of the Wild, if you like, you can go back to one of those shrines and just farm it at that point.
Yeah, that's really
so.
True.
Like you can't farm. I mean, you can farm these things, but it's gonna be much more difficult.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You really couldn't farm them because like you don't have any of your weapons or stuff. No, you might have more hearts and you can take more hits, but when you have no armor on, you take a hit, it
fucks you. Yeah, it messes. Like hearts mean nothing if you have armor.
So that's like, that's a really good point. You can't go back and farm. Which honestly, that's one thing I'm really liking about these shrines is I don't think I'll ever do farm any of them because they're all so unique and so fun.
So far, yeah, and they got rid of motion control, which is so nice.
The fact that you could disable it. Yes.
Oh my god, motion control is so bad.
It's so stupid.
Such a bad thing. I'm very happy they removed that. I actually thought because like I forced myself to learn it how to shoot, like use it to shoot arrows. I thought like I was gonna.
Some people really like it for that.
Yeah, it's not bad, but like I forced myself to learn it because you know. It happens anyways. So I'm just like, all right, whatever. But when I thought like I was gonna have a real problem when it left, and I'm just like, oh no, this is way easier, mm-hmm. way easier without it.
One thing I will give you props on: you are way better at shooting a bow than I am.
I practiced.
You are way. I think I'm better at like the hand to hand combat. Yeah. Not hand to hand, because like you like to like shoot from distance and like go in. And,
it's
like,
called being a scared little baby all the time.
And right? I don't want to get into combat. Run in with my sword like, ah!
Yeah. I'll catch you! I think that part of that attributes to in Breath of the Wild. I was never, not until I was in later levels, I was never great at slow time dodging, it was. I was never good at triggering that or doing shield reflect. So I had to stun them some other way. I had to stun Guardian some other way, and by shooting the eye, it was like, you know, a tiny little target. Like that was how I did it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's what attributed. That's how like that's my combat style.
Because there was a few times when you were fighting those like big robotic, I can't remember their names.
Bosses, the zoning things,
constructs, whatever. Yeah, love that they use construct to describe things. And I was like, damn, that was a good shot. That was a good shot. I just love the slow motion thing because I'm just like, every time I do it, minus fighting a very difficult.
Oh, it looks cool.
It looks cool, but minus fighting a very difficult boss, when I do it, I'm like, you're fucked. Yeah. I'm like, now you're fucked because
I control time now.
It is funny, though, is speaking of just all the Zelda nerd stuff, is that Link actually mentions in Breath of the Wild that time slows down.
Yes. He does.
So it's like, it's not actually like the game's special ability. Like, there's no confirmation of this. But people think canonically, like, that's actually happening for Link.
Yeah. Link's, like, his senses accelerate so fast that he's like, I remember that, too. And I was like, cool. That was such a cool add on.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I'm trying to think of it real quick. Let's see.
Right, what are we pushing on this episode?
We're coming up with the hour mark, so I think we should go into the review, giving our initial scores. There's so many things we could talk about this game, but we're going to do a full end of the game review.
Yes. Before we do that real fast, the opening scene where Ganon breaks the Master Sword and it just like slashes him and cuts him. Oh my god. So, as an anime fan, I'm like, I was losing my mind watching that.
I don't get goosebumps often. I got goosebumps.
Yeah, right.
I got goosebumps once, twice playing this game. One, that scene was fucking sick. When he's like, and Raru put his faith in you. Matt Mercer.
Yeah, Matt Mercer's killing it, Matt Mercer, you're great. Man.
But Raru put his faith in you. I was like, ooh. First of all, me knowing Raru, I was like, ooh, that was cool, so cool. And like the bubbling up the blood and now the master. It's just like, oh, this is so sick. And when Link first jumps off the Temple of Time bridge and you just see all the land and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny though. It was right when I started the game and you're like, well, I hope there's dragons still.
Yes.
And you see a dragon. Immediately you see a dragon.
That's the coolest thing in there. It's like, oh, they're so awesome. It's like,
I don't know what dragon that is either.
No, it looked like a black dragon.
Yeah,
too.
It looked totally different.
I can't wait to find it. Which is really weird because like, aren't the three dragons supposed to be like akin to the three goddesses?
They are. Their names are very similar, but keep playing the game.
Alrighty. Fair enough.
But yeah, that opening sequence is great. It was one of those things like I kinda liked how it started. I was like, you're just following Zelda. And it's classic like video game thing, you're like, can you move faster? But Zelda's like being like, oh, look at this, look at all this.
Yeah.
And Link is just like,
yep.
Cool.
You told me to walk this way, I'm gonna keep walking this way.
If this wasn't my favorite Zelda ever, I would be to know about it, but I love the Zelda.
It's so cool.
Her
dude.
Voice like, actress is like
amazing though. I mean all the voice actors, all the sounds, all the music in this game hits. So, like, oh, God, this game is so much. This is why this episode's over an hour. This game's so much to talk about.
So
and I am, like, I'm only, like, maybe, like, 10 hours in, let's say
that. Yeah, you're, like, 10% of the game.
Yeah, I'm probably 10 hours in. And I have endless amounts of stuff to talk about right now. Dude, the music in this game is amazing.
I love the music in the game. That's another thing is, like, a lot of people came about Breath of the Wild, which I think is a dumb complaint, is that they complain about the music because Legend of Zelda usually has very, like, epic bombastic music, but like once again you can't have that in Breath of the Wild because like that would get old fucking fast.
Yeah, it will.
But areas where you go now, they like first of all, the Rito Village music is great, the Death music is great.
Yeah. It's all so like what is it, it's a lo-fi chill hits on Spotify, you know,
but they really intensify when they need to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, So I think people are just this game. Dumb. Let's give our initial 1 out of 10 rating.
Initially, 1 out of 10 rating. Fuck it. 10.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. This would be... So, like I said, it feels like an extension of Breath of the Wild. I love Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. And it feels like a better extension. It felt like I'm playing... It felt like, you know, there's Breath of the Wild's arm. And then just like, it felt like, you know, we got the bicep, all the cool stuff here. And then we just got the rest of the hand, all the complex, great stuff. Like, that's what it feels like. It's a bad analogy, coming off the top of my head, but like, probably think something better. But it's an extension of a better, it's a better extension of the game.
It's better.
And on top of that, too, it's like, we talked about it a lot on the podcast. Open world games just haven't been my thing for a while. Like, I still, like, Horizon Forbidden West, maybe 5 years ago, I could have played it no problem. But I've like had so much issues playing it this time. I still haven't even touched the new God of War, which I need to do.
I hear that game's amazing.
I hear it's amazing.
God of War is more linear.
But once again, it's like it's just an open world that I said, like, it's open world, so I'm worried about it. But then this game, I was like, I want to play this game endlessly. Like I think about it all day sometimes. I'm just like, man, I don't want to. Like when I'll ride the bike or exercise, so the bike is going a little more of my cardio than it should be, because I like to run more. But I'm just like, all right, well, I guess we're going to do this now.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
it's very
so cool. Whatever, I went away with my family camping this last weekend, but I made sure I woke up early in the morning so I could ride the bike and play Zelda.
I noticed that on Saturday, I like went to start play the game, obviously, because and everything. And I was like, Davis got a time to play this? Like,
yeah.
I was like,
oh, I put God. An hour in and play it. It's like, I had to play it. It's so good, dude. I forgot how much I love to grind in it, too. It's a really good game. It's a great grind game.
Yeah, some people are complaining about, like, they're like, oh, this still has the flaw of, like, you run out of stamina, so you can't move as fast. But first of all, stamina's been around since Twilight Princess, so get over that.
And it's not that bad.
Like, it's not that bad. You can also keep moving without it.
I don't understand how people complain about, like, these... I'm not going to call them fundamental, but like these, I actually like this stamina. I like it a lot. It's a great way of limiting you, great way of giving you an option to progress in some way. It's not annoying. Like, it's not like any other stamina wheel in the world, like, you know, you run out, yeah, you're going to take a penalty. It has to recharge for you and use it again. Or if you just let it down to like this, you can still use it, but it recharges. Yeah. Like, people are dumb. People are so stupid. I hate people.
Well, some people are upset because, like, you know, it's going to win Game of the Year. There's no.
It should. IGN gave it 10. I've never seen 10 from IGN.
They gave Ocarina of Time a 10 too.
Oh, good for them. But I've never seen 10 out of them on new games ever.
No. Yeah. They. It's going to win Game of the Year. I don't care what anyone says. Some people are like, what about the new StarCraft coming out?
Absolutely.
No
not.
One gives a or the new Final Fantasy. Once again, no one cares.
Nerds.
It's Zelda. It's literally like, come on, guys. Like,
yeah, it's Zelda for everyone. That's you should play Breath of the Wild for this game, but you don't have to.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
It's really, you don't have to at all. You just jump right into it. It's like it's like another Zelda game. It's fine.
That's where like some people are like, well, the reason everyone's loving it is because like it's just got the Zelda name on it. And it's like that is part of it. I won't disagree with you. It has the story of Legend of Zelda, and that's a great thing. I'm sorry that if Lord of the Rings' name is put on something, that's going to make it better. Yeah. But like...
What? Whoa, can we... Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. You're on a great rant right now. But yeah. Like, their argument is that because it's called Legend of Zelda, people like it.
They're saying it's like a 7 or 8 game, but the reason it's getting a 10 is because it's Legend of Zelda. It's like...
So...
Yep.
So you're...
Yep.
All the ratings on every Zelda game change based on if they didn't have the name. What?
There's
another question here. Is there any Zelda game that doesn't have Zelda in the title?
No. They're saying because it's part of that franchise.
What?
Yeah. They're saying
so because this game is part of this franchise of games. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's the only reason people like it.
It gets a bump up in a score. Like it's like yes, because it's a great story. Like if you type it, if you put Lord of the Rings on something, it's gonna get a little bit of a bump because Lord of the Rings has proved it's like Marvel. Marvel gets better reviews on Rotten Tomatoes than DC, mainly because Marvel has a proven track record. They have a track record. They're like, look at what we've done. So people just like you're like, well, you know, it's Marvel. Good track record, so let's bump it up a little bit, because, like, we know, like, even if it wasn't as good as, like, the other Marvel movies all together, like, you know, they have a good track record, right? Yeah. Where DC has a shitty track record. Once again, I'm a DC fan. But DC had a shitty track record, so they're like, well, this movie sucked. It super sucked. Where that's the same thing with Zelda. It's like, they're like, it was a good, it's a great game, And on top of that, it has this beautiful storyline of this massive lore built throughout three fucking decades.
Yeah.
Three and a half decades.
Yeah, I don't like that argument at all.
It's stupid. It's
and
very
like,
dumb.
And one thing I want to add too is like, so like I like the Marvel analogy. That's really good.
Yeah.
But like Zelda games aren't all the same. Marvel movies are essentially.
Yeah, they're all the same.
Not all the same, but like, yeah, they all have the same feel to them.
Yeah.
In a way.
Minus the new ones.
Minus the new ones. Yeah, they're bad. But Zelda games, they're all different. Like I played. What's the dream one?
Dream one?
What's the one where he's in a dream?
In a dream?
With the fucking way, with the instruments.
Oh, Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening. He's in a dream.
So,
yeah.
That one's so
yeah, it's completely different than what I'm playing right now.
Dream.
The whale said it was.
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah.
The whale said it was like his dream, actually.
Yeah. The whale
it made
fish,
no sense. I don't fucking
the whale
care.
Fish is
I don't fucking care.
Around,
I don't then, fucking care. That the whale fish was weird as shit. I don't care. It was a whale.
It's a very different. Yeah,
it was a completely different game.
Yeah.
That's a bad argument because this isn't. Just yes, it does say Zelda. It's part of the Zelda franchise, but every one of these games is different mm-hmm. from the other one. So like, how can you say like, unlike Assassin's Creed, which all the games pretty much run yeah. along the same vein, like a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And I can confidently say that the moment they hit Assassin's Creed Unity, the game started sucking. So I don't know how you can't. That's a bad argument. That's a bad argument, especially nowadays where we've seen franchises fail. Because of like,
that's true.
Even because of their name, you can't use that anymore. And especially with Zelda, like games are different.
I get like the point of like, there's hype behind it.
Yes, there is
But you have to realize that here's one thing: is that every one of these people are mega nerds, right?
Yes,
they're hating you, right?
Yes, 100%. Though the pariah society.
Yes, they have to realize this is a nerd game. There's nobody that is harder to please than the fan base of a nerd thing. Look at Star Wars. Look at Lord of the Rings. Look at Game of Thrones. Look at, there's a lot of long franchise of like nerd stuff.
Star Wars.
So many animes. So many animes over the years. Actually, anime doesn't count because Attack on Titan is still good.
Yeah.
But Star Wars is a great deal. Let's use Star Wars as an example.
Yeah.
As the prequels came out, I was like, bleh. Now everyone's like, oh, the prequels are amazing.
Yeah.
So it's like, the fact that you make the Zelda fan base, minus the super losers, Michael looking at you, hate the game, I mean, love the game, then it's like, I am an easy please Zelda fan. I just want the game to be good, and I want there to be Link and Zelda mm-hmm. and like blah, blah, blah. I love Breath of the Wild. But the thing is, it took me forever to get over Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
I played Twilight Princess.
It took you a long time to play Breath of the Wild because of that, too, I think.
No, I
didn't
have a
Switch, too.
I wanted to play it so bad. All right,
that's fair. Fair enough.
Like, you saw how hyped I was for this game. Every time a Legend of Zelda game comes out, I'm like, literally like, I want to play this. I love Link Between Worlds. I think it's a great game, too. But it took so long for me to, like, get over Ocarina of Time. And Breath of the Wild was, like, very close, and nostalgia is kind of knocking it out. But Tears of the Kingdom... I'll give my review.
We had to get to that at some point.
I'm going to give it a 9.9.
Wow, that's the highest you've gone.
Yes, and I will say this. The only reason I'm giving it a 9.9 is if the story ends and connects everything, mm-hmm. it's from the downfall timeline where Link lost again in Ocarina of Time because of the Prisoning War is part of it, maybe. There was the Oracle Ages, Oracle of Seasons used to be after a link to the Past.
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
not A Link to the Past. Whatever, and they switched them. Oh, Link's Awakening. It used to be after Link's Awakening, and then they switched it. But anyways, so they'll switch around the timeline how they fucking see fit. So if this story fits with the lore and it's good, I'll do it. I'll give it a 10.
Nice.
Then it'll be my favorite video game I've ever played. Right now, it's my favorite game I've ever played. I've never had so much fun playing a fucking video game.
Yeah, it's wild.
I'm never bored playing it. I think it's a blast, and there's so much to do, and I don't want it to end.
Yeah, I don't agree with
and
that.
And it will end one day, and I'll be very sad.
Yeah. Well, then you get to replay a new game plus.
I'm hoping that they add the hard, another hard version.
Yeah, I hope there's another like set of Sword Trials in there, too.
I hope so, too. I hope there's something like now for that, because I'd like to do that now for the Master Sword.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, it'd be cool to have that in there, yeah, but... Yeah,
because
I don't know
what's in the Lost Woods. I haven't been in there yet.
Not either, so I want to go
we'll
there.
See
I want to go
in
back there.
There
so bad.
Yeah.
I want to see the Deku Tree again.
I was talking to one kid at work. He couldn't get in there.
Really?
Yeah, because he didn't know how to get in.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
But,
so, yeah.
We'll have a full review for the game. When we have both officially beat Ganondorf
yes.
and Ganon,
Well, that might be a hot minute, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's what we'll have the full review.
Yeah.
Because sure. we have to wait till both of us beat them.
Of course, yeah. We can't even talk about the story.
Yeah.
We can't do a full review when both of us have finished the game.
Yeah, exactly.
When I haven't finished the game.
Yeah, I'll finish it first for sure. But, hey, you got to get... you're busy all this weekend.
Not totally, no.
Aren't you going golfing?
Yeah, but that'll take a day.
And then what, you doing something else?
I might golf and fish with the same person.
Fish.
Yeah, with the same person.
Yes.
So that might take up... Half a day, or a full day.
Oh, okay, but yeah.
No, and I have, if I was looking at it too, I have half day Friday.
And then a day off Monday.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. I got a long time to do this. So
you got a lot of time to play.
Yeah. I'll be doing that probably. Or try and do real stuff. We'll see.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem. Is it takes me away from everything.
Yes, it does.
Still a time to meal prep and do laundry. So you got to get the important things out. You got to get those things out. It's like you got to get the minimums out, you know? You got to get the minimums
fine
out.
Fine dining and breathing. Yeah. And Maxwell's good to go.
Got
to
get the minimums out. But stay tuned for our full review.
Yep.
Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.